Welcome to the Shift series with me, Kemi Nekfapil. I am a credentialed executive and personal coach, international speaker, facilitator, and author. I work with female leaders and entrepreneurs from all over the world. And as a coach, it is my role to support my clients to move from where they are to where they want to be. The Shift series is my commitment to giving all women access to the power of coaching. There are no top tips, no formulas, no advice. What you will find here is a collection of condensed coaching sessions, interspersed with personal storytelling and real-life situations, to empower you to dig into your internal resources and take action to move you forward. Please note, as an ICF credentialed coach, I work under a strict confidentiality agreement. Any client stories have been modified to protect the client. So let's begin. Today's episode explores stories. We are all full of stories. We are storytellers. We can't help ourselves. It is how we are coded. As we grow more and more into ourselves, it is important that we gain clarity about the stories we are telling ourselves and the stories we have lived, the stories we were told, the stories we witnessed, and the stories that we have made up. Once we distinguish which is which, that is the moment we understand that our stories will either empower or disempower us. Maya enjoyed her life, but not her job. Everything I do that is not my job is great. My relationship, my friendships, hobbies, they all fill me up, but not my job. Is this what we're focusing on today, Maya? Yes. How will we know that we have made a good use of our time? What will make a successful session for you today? I want to have some clarity about what to do and what action steps to take. Okay, where would you like to start? As you know, Kemi, I have been a manager for 4 years, and after about 2 years, I started feeling bored and frustrated. Frustrated that there is no room for any real growth in my role, and bored because my role doesn't have that much variety. I just don't care anymore. I have no engagement with my work. I'm giving as little as possible, and I hate feeling this way. It's like I'm taking money for a job I'm not actually doing. What do you want, Maya? Something exciting. Okay, what excites you? To be honest, right now, my bed excites me. Kemi, I've always been excited by the same things, art and business. Art and business? Okay, tell me more. From when I was about 13, I had a serious issue with anxiety, and my parents booked me into art therapy. I loved it. I loved how it made me feel, and I still use art to this day to settle and inspire me. My favorite medium is oil painting. Wow, I never knew you were an artist. I'm not an artist. I don't want to spend my days languishing in my pajamas drinking gin at noon. Oh, Maya, that's the best definition of an artist that I've ever heard. Do you happen to have some negative associations with being called an artist? My mum's brother was an artist, and it didn't turn out well. He was the one who suggested to my parents about art therapy. At the time, his art practice was going well. Then as the years went by and he didn't gain the success he thought he deserved, he started drinking and it all fell away. His family fell apart. My mum was in so much pain watching her baby brother drink himself to blackout after blackout. I see. So your comment about drinking from noon was not a joke, but lived experience. Yes. Maya, how has this impacted you and your artistic endeavours? Oh, the list is long. We have time. Tell me your list. I don't ever want to see my mum in that much pain again. I don't want to be a failed artist like my uncle. I don't want my family to fall apart. I don't want to become a drunk. I don't want to fail. What do you want, Maya? I want to be happy. I want to be engaged. I want to create. So what action or actions could you commit to this week that will allow you to be happy, engaged, and creative? I think I'm going to finish a piece of art that I'm currently working on. And I need to follow up with a woman that I met who has created an artist meetup group. But you're not an artist, Maya. Ha! Maya, there is your story and there is your uncle's story. They are not the same. Your story is yours to create. And now it is over to you. What story do you carry that prevents you from stepping into the life you desire? Is it a story you witnessed, one you were told, or one you have created yourself? How does this story impact you? What one action can you take today that will cause you to shift forward and rewrite this story? Not what one action might you take or try to take if you have the time, but what action will you take today? And by when will your action be completed? Remember, one action, one shift at a time. And in the words of Lisa Kron, story, as it turns out, was crucial to our evolution, more so than opposable thumbs. Opposable thumbs let us hang on. Story told us what to hang on to. If today's episode has given you the chance to see things differently, the opportunity to reflect or take action, please give a 5-star review on iTunes so the podcast is able to reach more women around the world. I have a question for you. What is your relationship to power? Power, A Woman's Guide to Living and Leading Without Apology, is my new book published with Penguin Random House and will be released into the world on March the 1st, 2022. Based on the 5 power principles of presence, ownership, wisdom, equality, and responsibility. Power blends inspiring stories with reflective coaching practices, providing the tools to navigate the challenges that impact who we are, from discrimination and burnout to trauma and self-doubt. Shift your thinking about what power is and who gets to have it so that you can live and lead without apology. Pre-order your copy now from the places that you buy books. Here's to living and leading without apology.